Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
China puts out guidelines for the Chinese games industry in a step towards self-regulation.
For March 16th, 2023, this is Let's Play Daily Gaming News.
Hey, what's going on? My name's Nate Bender, and welcome to Let's Play, a daily gaming news podcast where we run down everything you need to know from the gaming world in about 5 minutes. Coming up, Bleak Faith developers push back against claims of stolen animations, and The Last of Us finale episode did really, really well. Chinese gaming regulators published a draft of some new guidelines for the Chinese gaming industry this week, outlining 11 new hoops for Chinese game developers and publishers to jump through. Chinese regulators are aiming to have gaming companies self-regulate, essentially listing out a bunch of do's and don'ts to speed up the regulatory process. Addressing gaming addiction, excessive consumption, protecting minors, privacy violations, counterfeiting, and copyright disputes. With these new guidelines, Chinese regulators are also forbidding games from, quote, leaking state secrets, endangering national security, and damaging national honor and interests. Gaming is also barred from promoting pornography, gambling, violence, obscenity, or aid crimes. Chinese regulators finished with reinforcing their stance on playtime restrictions, calling for all online games in China to use the, quote, online game anti-addiction real name verification system, which restricts minors in the country from playing online games for more than 3 hours a week, 1 hour each on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Overall, I do agree that the gaming industry needs more regulations around the world, for better workplace conditions, to shore up consumer protections and prevent consolidation in the industry. However, China in particular regulates their gaming industry with draconian laws. Laws that really only serve to protect the Chinese government from criticism, along with laws that continue to aid in the mass surveillance of their citizens. Tuesday, we covered that Archangel Studio was accused of stealing animations from Elden Ring and Dark Souls and using them in their recently released game, Bleak Faith Forsaken. The developer of the mod tool DS Anim Studio, Meow Meritus, first pointed out the stolen animations in a side-by-side comparison video on Twitter, showing off the stolen animations in Bleak Faith next to the original animations in Elden Ring. In response to these allegations, Archangel filed a customer service ticket with Epic Games, blaming an unnamed animation asset pack that they bought from Epic. Epic has finally responded to Archangel's ticket. Archangel claims Epic said, quote, pursuant to the marketplace distribution agreement, each marketplace seller represents and warrants to Epic that they have appropriate rights to upload their content, As with any store that hosts third-party content, however, Epic is not in a position to independently verify such rights, and Epic makes no such guarantee to purchasers of the content, which seems like a very odd response from Epic. However, most companies opt to not moderate third-party content due to legal culpability of copyright laws. While Epic is not taking any action, Archangel is working to replace the animations over the next couple of days. At the end of the day, I still find Archangel's response kind of weird here. It seems like they're trying to hide that they potentially stole animations and using Epic Games Asset Marketplace as a convenient cover. However, this isn't the first time a marketplace has had issues with hosting stolen asset content. Looking at you, Steam. So, I'm willing to give Archangel the benefit of the doubt here. HBO released their final breakdown on viewership of The Last of Us after the season finale on Sunday. The Last of Us premiere viewership numbers totaled 68 million for all 9 episodes, with episode 1 initially bringing in 4.7 million viewers. Over the course of 9 episodes, premiere viewership rose by 75%, hitting 8.2 million viewers this last Sunday. Episode 9 also pulled that 8.2 million going head-to-head with the Oscars as well. Comparing The Last of Us and Game of Thrones finales, Game of Thrones Season 8 Episode 6 brought in 18.4 million viewers, making it the most watched telecast in HBO history. That being said, 8.2 million viewers for a video game adaptation is still a monumental achievement. Past the premiere viewership, HBO claims that each of The Last of Us episodes has reached 30 million viewers through HBO Max, with the first episode approaching 40 million viewers. Given the rather vague information, in total, the series has amassed approximately 280 million viewers since it premiered on January 15th. Which, if true, would make The Last of Us HBO Max's most watched show since its launch in 2020. Now, it's already been confirmed that The Last of Us was picked up for a second season, and that season will follow the events of The Last of Us 2. Though recently Pedro Pascal, the actor who plays Joel, let it slip that HBO is gearing up to start filming this year, meaning that we could potentially see the second season of The Last of Us premiere next year. But realistically, it'll probably be early 2025 when it comes out. Well, that's it for today's episode of Let's Play. Make sure you subscribe so you can come back tomorrow for even more video game news. Follow us on TikTok at Let's Play Gaming News and leave us a podcast review on Apple Podcasts, Audible, Podcast Addict, CastBox, Podchaser, and Amazon. Story selection and writing by Aaron Pillen. You can follow him on Twitter at Lloyd_RNG. You can follow me on Twitter at Nate Benderama and catch me streaming on Twitch at twitch.tv/LimitBreakRadio. My name's Nate Bender. Keep listening.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.